I'm here at Auto 2009. With me is Charlie Baker. Just a note for regular listeners of the podcast, this one will be unedited and it will be much shorter than usual. Also, this is an experiment, new software and new format. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jaco. One of the things that I really like is that I get to talk to people who have similar problems. It's a very small group that's focused on, particularly this time, focused on water in the enterprise or getting water into companies, which I find definitely interests me as a topic. One of the other interesting topics that we've hit upon quite a bit this time is various people developing frameworks around water.
I was really surprised today. I didn't know what to expect of the conference, and I'm still a bit jet-lagged. I'm so tired in the afternoon, so I guess I missed half of it. Also, I took some pictures, so if you'd like to see how it looked like and what we did here, there will be a link in the show notes. What was the most interesting thing today for you?
Some of the most interesting things are topics that kind of come out of either the main topics or lightning talks. The main topics this year seem to be fairly well focused around developing frameworks, people who have done their own custom frameworks internally, using water as one of the libraries to drive UI tests. So I'm interested in that. Given that at the Gap, we've also developed a framework over the period of the last framework that's actually come out of knowledge over the previous 3 years, working with water and working with functional UI testing. A project is called Taza. It's released on GitHub. One of the topics that came up today was that Brett is actually working on frameworks for Watercraft. One of the frameworks and some of the ideas he's using come from Taza.
Yeah, I just took a quick look at Brett's code. He said he used Taza for, he used Taza as a starting point and just removed and added some stuff.
The good thing about GitHub is that it inspires that kind of activity. So GitHub inspires people to fork projects, so we put Taza up on GitHub for that particular reason. So Brett's been able to fork what we've been doing, make some changes, and have it make more sense for what he's looking for, while being able to still feed changes back into the main Taza project.
Do you remember what was the topic that we were talking about before I started recording and said, oh, we had to record this?
Right. So one of the topics we were talking about was something that came out of a lightning talk today. So you gave a lightning talk on basically involved audibility of tests and printing out results of what exactly happened during a test run. So one of the interesting things about Ruby, and you definitely took advantage of that, was the ability to add code inside of some of Water's classes themselves. So the code you added into Element to actually print out the element and what was being run at the time the test was run. So things like button clicks and that sort of information spun out a little bit. There were some questions after that. Eric J had a couple of questions and had some ideas that he's, I guess, incorporated in his own framework, Waterloo, also available on GitHub. And it definitely made me think of something I had seen before in regards to model-based testing, or something I had thought about before in regards to that. Model-based testing is, it's a bit of a complex subject to get into right now, but one of the things you can do with model-based testing is give a weighting to certain paths through the application so that you can actually have randomized runs through your application. The challenge there is determining if the tests do crash at some point or if the tests have problems at any given point, you want to be able to collect those results. So one of the interesting things you could do with something like auditing is actually print out all of the Ruby statements that would get you to that point. So essentially having the test itself create a log of automated test actions and then replay that back in any given time.
For the people that weren't here, I just gave a few minutes lightning talk on how I made my test create how-to documents, like create user and just print out the name of the test. It's like create user and then steps needed to perform to create user, like link add user, populate some fields, click link save and something like that. And it outputs markdown syntax that could be easily transferred to HTML and could create a nice documentation. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Sure, absolutely. My pleasure, Zucca.
Yeah. I hope to talk to you soon this day. I hope to talk again this day. These days. I'll edit this out. I hope we'll talk again today or tomorrow and record some podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.